Welcome home, baby. Oh, what's with the long face? Did something happen at your new job? You don't want to talk about it. Oh, come here, little man. Give mommy a hug. There, there. Put your bag down and come join me in the living room. Don't fuss. I know you want to. Let mommy pamper you the way you like. Take off your pants and come sit on mommy's lap. Come on. Knees on each side. That's a good boy. So you had problems at work. Are your problems fitting in? You don't want to tell me? Maybe it's embarrassing for my little boy. But, you know, mommy will take care of it for you, like I always do, sweetie. Don't pout. I know you like when mommy fixes your problems and takes all your worries away. Mommy's gonna invite over your boss. He can come over Friday for a meal and talk about your problems, and then mommy's gonna do what she does best, sweetie. Oh, you're getting all red in the face, sweetie, and I see you, your little willies, getting excited. Don't look away. Come now and look at mommy's eyes. Good boy. You're still wearing the frilly panties I got you? Let mommy pull them up a little, and your willy can pop out the hole. Oh, that's just the sweetest little thing. Crotchless panties are usually for women, sweetie, but I couldn't help stop thinking about my little boy's pee-pee sticking out of them. You make me so happy. Now, let's mommy get all the worry out of your head. I know you like it when I wrap my fingers around you and treat you right. Good boy. Feel mommy's hands stroking it slowly. It's nice with the panties, isn't it, sweet boy? Just relax and look into mommy's eyes. Mommy's gonna have your boss over. And I want you to be there, honey. Don't look away. You're gonna cook for mommy and your boss when he gets here. And you're gonna eat with us and tell us what's wrong when mommy's gonna tell you to go to your room. Oh, you're getting so red in the face, honey. Mommy's gonna do it for you. Remember that. But I know you're going to be pacing around your room until you hear mommy's bedroom door, right, honey? Don't look away. I know you're already thinking about it. I can feel it in your willy. It's in your ear up on the wall and hearing mommy gag on his dick. Oh, honey, your face looks like you don't want me to, but I can feel a little breadcrumb on my hand. I thought we were over your objections. Or are you just getting red in the face because you know how bad it is? You getting turned on by mommy fucking other men. Don't worry, honey. Mommy knows your little willy gets hard listening to mommy fuck. Or watching her take real big cocks, huh? Oh, stop fidgeting, sweetie. This will take as long as mommy wants to. Baby, I'm just so happy I got such a little obedient boy who loves mommy so much. All right. Now open mommy's shirt. I know how much you like them. Feeling my big, soft, motherly breasts. Feeling them, watching them bounce while she's fucking. Relax, honey. I know you want to touch. And I know you want to thrust into them. But just thrust into mommy's hands. Concentrate on feeling mommy's tits. Good boy. Get your hands on them, massage them while I massage your willy. That's it. Relax for mommy. Look at mommy's face and imagine her getting fucked by your boss. Mommy gives the best blowjobs and you can hear all the slobber from your room. Mommy loves it when a real man takes control of her, grabs her head, and face fucks her. I start gushing when men treat me like the slut I am. You know I love you, honey. Well, you just don't have the willy for blowjobs. But you love that mommy does it for others, don't you? Good boy. You love me even more when mommy starts moaning, don't you? Oh. Relax, honey. Mommy's just teasing you, helping you prepare. This little willy is gonna be so hard for mommy fucking your boss. Maybe I should leave the door open again so you can have a look. Gets me so much wetter watching you at the door tugging your little willy. he caught you, it would be so embarrassing. Mommy might have to make it a regular thing just to make sure you wouldn't be okay at work. Not that you would mind, sweet boy. It makes me so happy that you get turned on by mommy fucking other men. I know that no one's gonna be happy with this little thing, so it's very important that you get off to other people. That reminds me, one of the reasons we had to do this now is because your girlfriend is coming over dinner, but mommy has a thing, so you better make dinner while your girlfriend's in my bedroom. So no listening in, okay, honey? Aw, you look sad. Remember, mommy's doing it for you. You know she wouldn't be coming over if you didn't have such a lovely mommy. So, you have to make dinner while mommy takes care of her. She said she wanted to watch a romantic movie and cuddle up at the sofa after dinner. You are just the perfect little boy for that, aren't you? She's going to be exhausted and happy when mommy leaves, and you are going to be right there for her, snuggling up with her, telling how much you care for her. She's going to love you so much. Especially after the dinner talk I have with her and finding out other ways to please her. Mommy already has someone in mind, a man from my gym who's a real skirt chaser. He'd be perfect for you too. Don't look away. Look into mommy's eyes. This is important, and I want you to be supportive of this. She might not even be sure if you're okay with it, and it's fairly important that she knows you are. All right. Mommy's gonna get started on making the house real clean, and you better get started on cooking. I love you.